hedjit midas dami. Whatever you take from hedjit shalom midas is like you're doing it midas. Rashi be hedjit shlekelamayim shalom midas. The das shchiniko hilka ke hedjit midas dami. Therefore, it's like you're taking reshus from the hedjit. If somebody gives you permission to sleep in my house, and we made up, you have to pay me for it. So vad, you have to pay me. What do I care if I don't have any loss? But when I give you, when I make up a contract with you, you want to sleep, you have to pay me. Vad, you have to pay me. Here also, by hegdish, it's always called kimidas dummy. The phrase also says, spiritual countries, the das shchin ikah. You always have the das shchin, know what's going. Because, when we have the dafka, look at the milsim market. Yeah. So he's in the lyric, and first me, the lyric, the kolayma, the das shchin ikah, shloyahan odem blay mila. But Hashem like is making a condition here, any hanoi you take, you're going to have to pay for it. So it's like we made a condition, you're going to have to pay for it. That's why hegdish is different. So you can't bring any proof what the beer can hold. Maybe zenen of his own cost, and maybe he holds his pot. Sholach le'rabavua ba'zav de'lamori bar-mar. Boy minem Ravuna. Question for Ravuna. Ha'ador b'chotzak v'erish b'medayt. Again, somebody walks into your house and sleeps there without your permission. Then the next morning is a question, so l'halas le'scharo ya'olai, does he have to pay you the rent of last night or not? Ha'adok, in the meantime, noch nashe le'Ravuna. Ravuna was lifta. Omer le'rabavar Ravuna. Hochi yomer abba mori. Mishmei de'rav. This is the name of Rav. That ain't it so l'halas le'schar, you don't have to pay. That's halacha. That zenene vezel echosev, he had no enjoyment, you should know your potter. But he also said, v'yaseiche bayis meruvein, if you rent a house from Ruvein, malos chale Shimon, you have to pay the rent to Shimon. If you rent a house from Ruvein, you have to pay the rent to Shimon. Freddy Gemara, what's going on? Is Shimon, I have to tell you, what is Shimon doing in the picture? You rented a house from Ruvein, why should you have to pay Shimon? So this is what it means to say. Nimsa bayis shel Shimon, you rented it from Ruvein. Ruvein acted like the bailum. Really, he was a ganef. Really, the house belongs to Shimon. Later, when we find out that Shimon owns the house, is malo leschar, you're going to have to pay Shimon the rent. So, furthermore, atarti, it's a stira. Like, why do you have to pay Shimon the rent? Shimon didn't rent it out to you, and Shimon couldn't have rented it out anyway. So, of course, Shimon's a lechosar, and you're a nena. So, you're telling me now, zenena is a lechosar, is potter. So, why do you have to pay the rent to Shimon? You shouldn't have to pay it to anybody. Then, Gemara. The Gemara says, no, there's no stira. Hod the kaim liyagro, hod the lekaim liyagro. Here the case is, this was like a motel. So really, Shimon got it, was stolen from Shimon. But if Shimon would have owned it, would have had it, he would have rented it out. So since Shimon would have rented it out, Shimon had a loss. So therefore, if you slept there last night, you have to pay Shimon, because it's called zenene v'zeh chosar. But we're talking about in the case where it was a private house, like he wouldn't have rented it out anyway. So there, zenene v'zeh lechosar, then he holds your potter. Itmanam, we learned also like this. Omer Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, Omer Rav. Fi Amri lo somsei Omer Rabbi Chiya bar Avin, Omer Rav Huna. Hadar v'chotzech haveroi. Hadar v'chotzech haveroi shlemi daita. If you go into your friend's house and you sleep there without his permission, talocher is enoi sor l'alas l'eschar. You do not have to pay him rent the next morning. Because again, that's called zenene v'zelei chosar, locher is at your potter. But v'yaseiche bayis v'mnayir, if you rent a house from the city, from the town, malas chala bailam. You should know the rent you have to pay to the real owner. For the Gemara, the bailam, I have to tell you, what's talking about the real owner? You rented the house from the city, it was a public house. So why do you have to pay the rent now to the rent to a bailam? Hochikom, this is what the Mishnah is bright to me to say. Nimsu le bailam. Like first could be the city was holding on to it, they didn't know exactly who the owner was. But if later we find out exactly who the owner is, the locher is malam lem schar. You have to pay the real owner the payment. The question is, Tati Tassira, why? The Avamina is against, the real owner wouldn't have rented it out anyway. So the real owner has no loss, because you have enjoyment. So you're telling me now, the locher is Zenene, the Zilla Chosra's Potter, why do you have to pay him rent? So again, the Gemara says, no, hold the Kaim Liagra, hold the Kaim Liagra. Here we're talking about, it was like a motel, that the owner would have rented it out. So by you sleeping there, you made a loss to the owner, therefore you have to pay. But in a case where there's no loss to the owner, then we hold Zenene, the Zilla Chosra, it's like a potter. Alright, turn over. Omarav Huna. Omarav. Hadar Bechotza Chaverish Lemidait. Again, if you sleep in your friend's house without his permission, the locher is Ein Sorel Alas Leschar. You do not have to pay him rent. You know, Zenen of Zilechos was potter. He says, you know why? Mishrim Shinem, because the Postit says, Ushiyo Yukas Shor. Emptiness hits and breaks the house. Kiss is like a haunting house. It's kedai for the owner that you should be there. It's called you gave him enjoyment. A guy would rather somebody be in his house be empty. If the house is empty, something happens. Rashi says, shade, the demon, An empty house, the shade or Shia comes in there. Vilkav, therefore, therefore, the fact you went in there, even though it was without permission, you gave him Hano. So, you have no right to go in. You can't go into somebody's house and went left town and say, listen, I'm doing the guy a favor, I'll break in and sleep there. That avad you can't do. Just means it's only a smara, though, that if you did sleep there, the next morning you don't have to pay any money. Could be this counteract the other story we had. But even though maybe you make the walls a little bit black, so you made him a drap chosom, but for that drap chosom, you did him a tabor also. You send away the demon Shia. Oh, Mabar Avashi, I once saw the shade, I once saw an empty house. Oh, Managa Kituren, he can mamish gore like an ox. It's a very strong shade. So, kiss, you're doing him a big tabor, the fact that you were there. Rav Yosef Omar, Beisa Meisva Yosef. No, Stamus Swarashi says, Bay Yeshua, Yushua, Bediris Nayodam, Yosef Yeshua Kain. Stamus Swarah, that if people live in the house, they keep the house going. Mashaykh, an empty house, they rats away without the demon. Stamus Swarah, if you live there, you keep the house at the Seder. Rashi Lufisha, Dorah Matoicha, Royin Mashu Tzorach, Umasakhtam, I say. Like, if you could be, the pipe will break. So if nobody's home, they'll flood up the house. If you're there, you see a leak, so you'll shut off the faucet. So kids, it's a swear to say, if you are you living there, you do it to a guy at Taiva. The Gemara says, my b'nai, what's the difference between b'nai, you'll call mishtamish bay, b'tziva b'tivna. Let's say the owner is, anyway, stored there, here's the wood. See, if he stored something there, so far as the demon goes, the demon won't come there. Because the mice of the Balabas is using it. So therefore, the demon won't come there. But the mice, if you're there, the second swear, you still help out. Because just wood alone again, maybe there'll be a leak there, and you ruin everything. If you'll be there, you'll stop the leak. That's not familiar between the two svaras. When the guy is using it for storage house, so it's a storage house for the demon won't come there. But me, the geese, if you're there, you may help out a little drop. That's why you put it. Ahu garva, there was a man. Devona apadna akakilsa diyasmi. He built up a big palace on akakilsa, Rashi says, me ashpo, from a junkyard that belonged to the assignment. Kids, he cleaned out a junkyard and he built a big palace there. But the beginning, it belonged to the assignment. Agver of Nachman upon Yemenesov. Nachman took away the guy's palace and said, what are you doing? The field belongs to the assignment. You have no right to build here. So Lema, let's say, Kasavar of Nachman, Adar, Bechot, Tachavar, Shlemi, died to serve Lalas, Leschar. Now the Chura, since it was a junkyard until now, they have no use for it anyway. So what do you care if I went to build the palace and cleaned it out? The Chura, Zenen, and Zelechosa. So Lukuri, you have to tell me he owes Zenen of Zelechosa Takis Chaya. That's why you have to pay. The verse says, no, Ahu Mikoro Kamayu Havidaribe. That at the beginning there were some people used to live there. Rashi says, Kamayim in Shem Uma. And Hayu Yoshim Bo Malim Chal Yisaimim. That the Yisaimim used to get some rent. There used to be some people living there. So therefore, again, the fact that you took it away and you build up your palace, you made a chosar. That now the Yisaimim are not getting their $10 rent. So again, like I said before, once they have a drop of chosar, now you have to pay for all the enjoyment you took. Therefore, Nachman says, I'm taking away your palace. Until you make up a contract with the assignment. So, Nachman told this person, you know, Zil Faisinali asked me. Your only answer is now, make up some contract. Go and be Mephais, appease the assignment. Tell him you pay him $100, make up some deal with him. But this person didn't listen to Rav Nachman at all. So Nachman gets, the din is, and after Rav Nachman, Apanyim and A, and so Rav Nachman said, Afi din, have a right to take away your whole palace. Because that's called Zenen, if it's Zechofer, you have to pay for everything. Then the Mishnah says, Ketzed Mishlemes Mashanenes, where is there a case that you have to pay for the enjoyment you had? So the Mishnah made a chilek again, where are you eating from? Versus Ketzed, Mishnah is, Ochle Mitzorcha Rechova. If you eat the food that's outside in the middle of Rishos Rabin, then you have to pay only Mashanenes, because otherwise you're potter. But Mitzidi Rechova, if the animal eats the food that's on the side of the street, that's called like Rishos Nizik, then you have to pay Nizik Shom. Omer Rav, Uvul Machzeres. We're talking about now Machzeres, the animal turns his neck. Rashi says, Shechzira Rosho, the animal is standing Rishos Rabin. He just turns his neck to the left side, and he eats the food that's Mitzidi Rechova. For that alone, Yechayef. Shmuel Amanot. Omer Rav, Uvul Machzeres. But the Shmuel Amar, Afilu Mazeres, Nami Potter. Shmuel says, no, even Mazeres still Yepotter. Since the animal is standing with Shusar Rabim, the mice is still Yepotter. But the moral is Shmuel, Heichim is Kachas Lod and Echayiv, where's the case of Echayiv then? Where's the case of Sidi Rechov on the side of the street that the Mishnah says Echayiv? Going to Shafkal Rochba, the animal left completely the Rishus Rabim, the Ozla becoming the Sidi Rechava. That the whole animal now is standing on the side street. That's when you have to pay. That's called like Rishus Anizik. But if the animal is still standing with Rishus Rabim, just that he turns his head into the Sidi, the side street, that Shmuel says Yipoto, and Rav holds Yichayiv. Vikadi Masla, some learn Lahoshmar to be Afanasha, some learn this Machlokas by itself. Machzeris. If an animal is standing in the Rishus Rabim and it just turns its head towards the side street and eats the food there, Rav or Machayavis. Rav says, we go after the place where the food is. Since the food, the mice is on the side street, Yechayiv, that's like Rishus Anizik. But Shmuel Amaptura, Shmuel says, no, Yechotim. For the Gemara, the Shmuel, Mishalemis, Mashazek, Ech, Mishkachas, Lo, to Machayavim. Where's the case of the Mishnah? We have the food on the side street that you have to pay, and that's Shalom, Mashazikom. Kagoyin, the case has to be to Shafkal Rechava. The animal left completely the Rishus Rabim. The Ozla becoming the Sidi Rechava, and he was standing now completely on the side street. Therefore, Yechayiv, that's called Shein Rishus Anizik. You have to pay that Shalom. Moser Rav Nachum Yisrael. Rav Nachum Yisrael gets the question. Says the Mishnah, Mipesach Hachanus Mishalem Es Mashenenis. If the food is like the outside door of the store, it's called like outside. The Rishus Rabim is called Shein Rishus Rabim, that you potted the Nezik Shalom. You only have to pay for the enjoyment that you had. Hechim Ishkakazo, where's the case? Shita Lekur B'Machzeres.
Like Rashi says, because the store is not in the Rishus Rabim. So Pshita the Pesach is like on the side of the Rishus Rabim. So the animal is standing in the Rishus Rabim, and he's turning his head inside towards the Rishus Rabim. So they should be chayiv. What does the Mishnah say, Yipota?
The store, but since his body is outside, you go bust his body that's outside, he's only chayiv like Rishus Rabim, only Mashenenis. So goes the Kash and Rav. Rav says, no, who might still have a fabric law? The Kaima Bekeren Zavis.
In other words, we're not talking about in the case of Machzeris, we're not talking about that the animal standing with Rishus Rabim, and he has to turn his head to the side, to the Tzidei Rechovo, because that according to Rav Yechayiv and Nezik Shalom. But rather, we're talking about where the store is on the corner. It's at a corner. So therefore, when the animal is walking straight, Derech Hilucha, it like bumps into the Pesach of the Chanus and eats the food there. So therefore, even without a Machzeris, without turning his head towards the side, just with him walking normally through the Rishus Rabim, when you come to a side, to a corner, you automatically bump into the Pesach of the Chanus. So therefore, that's why you only have to pay Mashenenis, is like a regular Shein Rishus Rabim, that you put through even according to Rav.
To go like into the side of the street. Because according to Rav, if the animal would have turned his head leftwards to go to the side of the street, even though his body is Rishus Rabim, as long as his head is a little bit towards inwards, that will be called Rishus Anizik, if you be Chayv and Nezik Shalom. So that our Mishnah says by the Pesach HaChanus, it does not mean the animal had to turn his head. It's not talking about Machzeres, but the animal was walking normally. So like Rashi's picture here, the store was at the corner here, and the parents were in front of the store, so when you walk through, walking normally in the Rishus Rabim, the animal ate it up. So that's called real shame, Rishus Rabim. And he could the army son say no. Machzeres, when the animal had to turn his head to the side, Kuliyamole pliga de chayevis. Everybody says you go bust to where the mokum, the animal ate it, Rishus Anizik is chayiv. Keep pliga, where's the machlekes?
B'makze mokum mirishusoi the Rishus Rabim. If you set aside a portion of the end portion, the end, let's say 10 feet of your property, to give it over to the Rishus Rabim. In other words, your field came out up until the Rishus Rabim, and you let the end of your property go to the Rishus Rabim, and you put food down there, Satsa Machlekes. Is that Mokum called Rishus Anizlik, or that Mokum is called Rishus Rabim? Vochi Yitman, this is the way you learn. Omar Rav says, Loishonu Ela Machzeres. When do I say Shein is Chayiv is called Rishus Anizik? Only when the animal turns its head towards the Tzidei Rishus Ayoch, towards the Tzidei, beside. Avol Mekatze Maktze Mokim Rishus Rishus Rabim, for if the owner set aside the end of his field to give it over to the Rabim, Sopturah, and then the owner puts down the food there, that's called Mamish like Shein Rishus Rabim. Since you gave over the rights to the Rabim to walk through that part of the field, is like Rishus Rabim. Therefore, food that's put down there, the Bala Shor is Potter. Well, Shmuel says no. Afilu mekatze mokim rishusa l'rishusa rabin, even if you set aside a place of your field for the rishusa rabin to use, he should know it's still considered your property, and therefore if you put down food there and somebody else eats it up, chayeves, it's called rishusa nizik, the bala shoros chayiv. So the Gemara says, if so, leima, let's say, bibor b'rishusa kamiflagi. The machlekes here, and this is totally in the same machlekes, that if somebody has a bor in his own rishus. Like really there's a Gemara later on, that talks about if you chayfa bor b'rishusa, first you dig a bor in your rishus. To hifka rishusai, and then you mafka your rishus, your property around the bor, but v'lo hifka borei. So that's the machlekes later, we'll see about Rabbi Shulam and Rabbi Kiva. So maybe here also. Rav, that Rav holds over the Yechayiv in the Bor, because since you're Mafkarit, it's like a Bor B'Shus Rabin. Therefore, Meshamochi Ptura, over here, Tak is called Shein B'Shus Rabin that you put there. And Shmuel over there says, no, the Bor is not called a Bor B'Shus Rabin. That's why you put there. Therefore, over here, it's called a Behemoth and ate up the food from your property. It's called B'Shus Hanizik. That's why over here, Shmuel say Taka Yechayiv. So Mor says, Rav the Yoma Potter, Rav that says over here that the food in this Rishus is called like Rishus Rabim, therefore it's Shem Rishus Rabim, Ksovar Bor Rishus Echayiv. He'll hold that the Bor in your Rishus is like Echayiv. But since your Mafki Rishus is considered like Rishus Rabim, so Bor Rishus Rabim is Chayiv. Or Shmuel the Yoma Chayiv, Shmuel that says over here, no, when you're marked Malkum to Rishus Rabim, it's still called like your property, it's still called Rishus Anizik. That's why if somebody sure eats up your food there, the Bala Sharat Chayiv, Kisava, Bor Rishus Aipoto. Hello, even though you're mafkir your property, like you give over the property for the Rabim to use it, but you're not mafkir that you should be Chayiv. Therefore, it's called like a Bor in your Rishus, therefore, the Maisi Aipoto. Tomorrow says, maybe no. Omuloch Rav, Rav, answers back and says, Omuloch Rav, the other name of